Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Chocolate Talk and Chocolate Thoughts. And we have the beautiful Kanisha and the always lovely, lovely, lovely Tayana with us.
Wait. You took a break in the middle of my introduction.
That's it.
Oh, that was it.
That's it.
Diana's
and then
here.
We also have Mr. Jeffrey, so let's not forget about him.
The handsome, the charming.
More.
To be alarming.
More.
Bring a big presence in the room. Make it hot go boom, boom.
Hey. The effervescent. Yes. The super duper.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay. Well, everybody, we're excited because we've been doing this for a year. And
uno.
1 year.
Uno.
It's been very, 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 very fun. It is a lot of work working on podcasts. It really is a lot of work, but mm-hmm. we have fun doing it. And so it's a way that we can relate to other people. And I think that this year we might be adding or bringing some person into the studio maybe like once a month or something like that. Do you know what I'm saying? Just have a guest speaker and we can still talk about the same topics. And it will give us some, you know, some more depth because we're doing very, 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 very good. A lot of this year you'll see some of our old clips that you probably hadn't even seen yet, but you'll see them. So, yeah.
If are you okay?
Right.
I wonder why you pose it.
Because she said very, 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 very good.
Very, 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 very.
I mean, you got to pose with every very. Very, 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 very.
Right. And so she poses with every very. But we're amazing. And so we want to just thank you.
Yeah, I think it'll be nice to have some studio guests.
And yeah.
I love a person in the studio.
You know, Tayana celebrated a birthday. And even if you...
And I did too, but you wouldn't know. Because I didn't let nobody know.
Why would you do that? When was your birthday?
Monday.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
So when are we going to celebrate?
Well, I had a girls' night on Sunday, so it was very intimate, and it's what I wanted. It was cozy. I didn't want to do what I did last year, which is like go to a restaurant, have 15 people, 20 people. I was like, I don't want to do that this year. I just want to be chill. I honestly didn't want to celebrate at all.
It's so funny, because I remember last year when you went to celebrate your birthday, and that's why I was like, when's your birthday? So it rolled around just like that.
It did. Mm-hmm. It was like very quiet and it was nice. So Sunday night, friends over. Monday, I went to Santa Monica, had a brunch, lunch at the Huntley Hotel with a friend and then had a spa day.
Oh, but you're not celebrating your birthday, right?
I'm not doing anything else.
Oh, so you did a spa day, a lunch at the Huntley.
Oh, a spa day.
And then you had a girls' night.
Yep, that was
it. And that was subdued for you?
I mean... I'm always open to more because, look, another friend took me out Thursday night for dinner. So that was cute. It was intimate. I guess what I'm saying is I don't want it to be a big production.
Because sometimes that could be exhausting.
Last year was exhausting.
Yeah. And you have to try to figure out how to engage with everyone.
You mean, how was your birthday?
My birthday was great. I loved it. But I have to figure out, like, how to engage with everyone because, you know, I have... different friends from different parts of my life, and then everyone has their own like personality, and then when you're sitting at a table you're so spread out, so you want to give like attention to everyone because you so appreciate everybody coming and you want to be able to interact. Mm-hmm. But it's so hard when like you're stationary. That's why I like when we did the other thing, the Topgolf, because then I can move around and be able to have my moments with everyone. So it was fun. I really loved it.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad that you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I loved it.
So we went, but I enjoyed, I mean, Topgolf was great. Uh-huh. I really enjoyed us riding on that cart.
Did you see the video that Jonathan made of me and he got the John Legend song in the background? Happy birthday, baby.
Send it to
and
me.
It's like,
I haven't seen
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you.
Instagram?
And it's us on the bike. Yeah, he posted to Instagram.
So I need to know I need to know Jonathan's Instagram.
Okay. Right. Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't see it.
So that would be cute.
You don't repost.
Yeah, because I'm barely on there.
But you need to start being on there. This year, you said you're going to be more present, and I want to see more presence.
I think I want to be more present, like, for our,
We're welcoming
yeah,
that. That's
yeah,
what I'm talking
about. Yeah. Oh, okay. Because I can't do, like, if I focus on mine, then, like, it's, you know, I'm.
You, well,
so you can. Just I can, but work. It takes more work, yeah. And I want to kind of also put work into other areas of my life, so.
Yeah. Well, since we're talking about birthdays, okay. How much or how we talking about celebrating, and do you think there's an overboard to celebrating your birthday, or is it just the right amount to celebrate your birthday? Because for me personally, I feel like Leos tend to go overboard to celebrate their birthdays, but I'm just generalizing Leos. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But there's some people who want to worship or have a birthday from the beginning of the month of their birthday way past the end of the month of their birthday. So I'm just wondering, what do you guys
think? I don't think so. I think it's, you know, I think it's awesome for you to celebrate yourself. And however you want to do it, if that's a week of small intimate things or just something quiet or a big hoopla for the whole month, it's all in how you want to do it. So I never pass judgment or say like, oh, that's too much, or I wouldn't do that, because you never know. Like, I never thought I would want to have a quiet birthday ever in life. And then this year I was like, I don't want to go to dinner. I don't want to go to a bar. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I want to do. And then it was like, it just hit me. It was like, just have friends over.
That's nice.
Because it's intimate. It's what you would want to do. Right. And it doesn't require extravagant money being spent.
Did you have a good time, Tayana? Did you have a good time?
What?
At the girls' night.
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
It took her a minute because she was
No, because at first I thought he was asking you. But then it was like one of those things where, you know, with no person who didn't come. So it was that awkward. That's why I had to pause. Because I was like, how do I answer this? How do I answer this?
Because I said, I didn't think that she went. And that's why I said, Pam, did you have a good time? But I was like,
I didn't know if I should play it off.
No. This is how I feel. When it's the girls' night, it's the girls' night, and I don't feel like I should be invited to girls' night. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I really understand. And like for me, I'm like, girl, if it's the boys' night, I do not want a girl hanging out with boys. Mm-hmm. It is nothing to be funny.
Yeah,
I agree.
So, no, I wasn't even expecting.
I know, but it was funny. You know how that's the natural instinct.
But part of me, like when I was planning it, I was like, I would invite my gay boys. But I was like, but then that's alienating other men, and then they're gonna be like, well, why wasn't I invited? So then if you just make it just completely girls night, then it's girls night, and that's right.
Ow,
it was a fly.
I know,
he didn't get it.
I swear I thought I had it, girl.
But he was gonna smash it on your hand.
It wasn't
and along with my hand,
that's they were the country.
That's
the
about
country.
To be limp.
That's the country. But yeah, so what do you think about birthdays and the celebration
I think,
of birthdays?
Yeah, I agree. There's no overdoing it. There's no underdoing it. It's about, like, how you want to celebrate your birthday. Sometimes I can find myself being, like, the birthday pusher where I'm like, it's your birthday. You should do something. You know, that's
birthday.
Usually, like,
it's
me.
Because
birthdays
it's
are big
birthday.
To me. I think because of, like, how I was raised, my mom would always make sure I felt special on my birthday. We would always do something.
It's your birthday,
you know, even
girl.
If it was little because money was tight, you still felt special. And she made sure, like, you felt special on your birthday, so I could be that birthday pusher where it's like, let's do something, it's your birthday, no, don't stay home, let's do this. But
do you think that I know someone who came to me this weekend to tell me how upset they were that someone didn't call them and say happy birthday. I'm just saying, like, and so
we're not gonna name names,
right.
That's what we're not gonna do on the show,
but no.
Sign it to me.
I'll tell you later.
Okay, tell me later.
Yeah,
okay.
Hold on. We're going to take a 5-minute pause.
Because that fly is working.
Yep.